As you probably know, President Obama issued his memorandum for improving the hiring process in the spring of 2010. We shortly thereafter formed an internal SWAT team to try to map out the process that existed in the Department of Interior with respect to hiring and to try to identify opportunities within that process for streamlining and greater efficiency, or bringing a kind of much more rational sense of how we should be thinking about hiring. And just to give you some context, when we first mapped out the hiring process for the Department of Interior, it took about just under 200 days for the average time of hire, which is an extraordinarily long time. And there were over 40 different actions within that stretch of time period that needed to happen, whether they be through HR personnel or through hiring managers themselves. Now, we have managed through the process of this hiring reform team to reduce the average time to hire to just under 90 days. And we've reduced the amount of actions that are required by hiring officials and HR managers from, again, over 40 different actions to about a dozen. And so we think that that's a huge improvement, but we still think that there's improvement to be had. And we are still focused on trying to figure out how to best streamline the process across the department, across all of the bureaus, again, in terms of the amount of actions that need to happen by individuals throughout the system, because that's really where the delays oftentimes happen. That's where you get the additional time added, is through different people that have to have paperwork sitting on their desk for, you know, X number of periods of days for them to sign off on. And so we're constantly looking at, you know, who actually needs to look at what and why, and is there a better, more streamlined, more effective, more rational way to do that.
You mentioned the 90-day average hiring time. How recent is that data? Is that from the last quarter? Okay, from last quarter. Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Another big piece of hiring reform is not just about the processes with respect to hire. It's about workforce management and workforce planning, right? And so here at the Department of Interior, one of the things that I think we're most challenged by in an HR sense is the fact that we have an aging workforce. There's a huge number, and this is not that dissimilar from other federal agencies, as you probably know, Ruben, but there's a huge kind of bubble of folks that are on the precipice of being eligible to retire. And that bubble encompasses not only our SES and 15s and 14s, but oftentimes, in many cases, in many of these bureaus, 12s, right? So there's a huge, I think, challenge with respect to how we think about that workforce over the course of the next decade, how we prepare for the transition of that workforce, and how we ensure that things like knowledge transfer, that the pipeline for getting young people engaged and employed by the Department of Interior are set in a way that, again, reflects the needs of what the bureaus are anticipating in terms of their programmatic and administrative needs over the long run, right? So we are really trying to get each of the bureaus to develop a strategic workforce management plan that really helps them map out what their needs will be over the course of the next 5-10 years. And then that plan helps us orient programs like our youth hiring program, our diversity program, our strategic hiring reform programs to support ultimately the goals of the bureaus, and to be embedded within the context of how we actually get these plans enacted and get these plans working.
Give me a quick sense about where you are with measuring the quality of those applicants that you're hiring under this new process for hiring reform. That's a big thing that I've heard, is it's one thing to reduce time and change a lot of the processes, but it's another thing to make sure that you're getting quality people.
You know, I think that there's a little bit of false dichotomy out there that I guess is making the case, which I don't believe is true, that just because it takes longer to hire, that there's somehow a quality piece of that length of time to hire, that it reflects upon the pool of candidates that you're able to consider. I don't believe that that's true at all. I think there's a lot of, frankly, inefficiencies in the hiring system, and improving those efficiencies really should have nothing to do with the pool of candidates that you get in.